Wayne County has always been the biggest county in Michigan, at least in terms of people and the most important. Though it includes Detroit, more than a million of its residents live elsewhere, from the affluent leafy suburbs of Plymouth to gritty downriver towns like River Rouge. They're all very different, but have two things in common. First, they elect an executive, sort of a super mayor, to run things. And second, they live in a county in trouble and in deficit. In recent years, Wayne has been rocked by personnel scandals and an astonishing farce concerning a half-built new jail abandoned after $125 million taxpayer dollars had been wasted. Now there are increasing worries that Wayne, like its largest city, could be facing emergency management. That should be alarming to all of us for the same reason Detroit's troubles are. You can't have a healthy state when its largest city or county is dysfunctional. Detroit's collapse was probably unavoidable. Wayne County seems to stem mainly from atrocious management. That's what makes this year's race for county executive crucial, and that decision is not far away. Wayne is so Democratic that the only election that really counts is the August 5th primary. Incredibly, incumbent Robert Ficano is trying to retain his job, though polls show him dead last. Other candidates include Westland Mayor William Wild, County Commissioner Kevin McNamara, whose father Ed used to be the county boss, and former Commissioner Phil Cavanaugh, whose father was a Detroit mayor. But I spent some time yesterday with the man who's the heavy favorite, former Wayne County Sheriff and Detroit Police Chief Warren Evans, who spent most of his life in law enforcement. Evans, a lifelong Detroiter, is a dignified man who's proud of his record of lowering crime and balancing large budgets. To those who worry that his career has been about nothing but crime, he notes that he spent years mainly as a chief administrator of complex systems and at making them work. He's also a lawyer and, though few know it, operates a Western saddle horse business in South Carolina. He's had one brush with scandal. 4 years ago, he was fired as Detroit police chief for bad judgment because he was dating a subordinate and because of a disaster in which a little girl was killed by a police bullet in a raid being filmed by a TV reality show. Evans thinks he got a raw deal, but said, "When you're a leader and things go wrong, you fall on your sword." What he wants is to avoid the county falling further. He thinks the keys are decent management, better law enforcement, and increased cooperation with the county's 43 local governments. That includes, for example, saving money by having the county be a bulk purchaser for things everyone needs. He told me that if elected, he'd order an immediate forensic audit of the county and not rush to any decisions about the jail until the best plan could be figured out. Evans seems to have a grasp on the county's complexities and a plan for bringing them under control. If he wins, we need to hope he succeeds.